Order.
And the final question time in the House this year, are the rich getting richer, the poor poorer, and what, if anything, has that got to do with the price of milk? Armed with new figures from the OECD showing that income equality rises as economic growth falls, opposition party leaders tackled the Prime Minister John Key, who defended his national-led government's record on reducing the pay gap.
The government's proud of its record as defined by the OECD in a table they put out last night that showed that between 2007 and 2011, income inequality has actually narrowed under this government. The great tragedy is they also put out a report last night that showed that between 1985 and 2005, when a Labor government was in office for a reasonable period of time, income inequality got worse. Shame on Labor,
order.
I say.
Order.
Mr Key rejected claims by Greens co-leader Russell Norman that trickle-down economics was a failed policy.
If the member wants to talk about failed policies, he should read the Green Party manifesto, as it was so utterly rejected by New Zealanders. I remember that member parading before the cameras a couple of days before the election, telling New Zealanders that they'd be polling a massive number, basically throwing the Labor Party overboard because they didn't want to be part of them, and in the end, they polled 10-odd percent. It was a terrible result. Bad policies are the Green Party policies. This government's delivering for New Zealanders.
National's backbenchers were even more delighted with Mr Key's reply to this question from Labor leader Andrew Little.
Mr Speaker, why is he so unambitious that he doesn't want to boost future economic growth for all New Zealanders? Is it because he's still trapped in the 1980s time warp?
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, I am very ambitious for New Zealand and for the growth rate of New Zealand, and we're delivering on that growth rate for New Zealand, Mr Speaker, which is why it was nearly 4% this year. Mr Speaker, I am so ambitious that if I put my leadership up for a vote, I'd expect more than four people to vote for me.
But Finance Minister Bill English did admit there could be tougher times ahead in response to this question from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
Will he be so lofty and principled if in 2 years' time we have a banking crisis precipitated by low returns coming to the New Zealand dairy industry as it is right now and getting worse? If so, why?
Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, you know, a lot of the things that you worry about in this world just don't quite happen as badly as you think. I think the dairy industry is a pretty resilient industry. The New Zealand economy is a pretty resilient economy. And yes, there may be some tougher times ahead, but while that might bother the member, we are confident New Zealand can find their way through even a period of lower dairy prices.
Finance Minister Bill English now over to Rees Lyon for a look at two bills passed before the adjournment.
Two treaty settlement bills were passed under extended hours. The second of those, the Ngāti Hauā Claims Settlement Bill, was outlined by Treaty Settlements Minister Christopher Finlayson.
The settlement provides financial, commercial and cultural redress. The settlement also acknowledges where Crown acts and omissions have breached the treaty and its principles, including the operation and impact of the native land laws on Ngāti Hauā, the Crown's purchase of Ngāti Hauā land and disregard of the collective decision of the owners not to sell, the cumulative effect of the Crown's actions and omissions, leaving Ngāti Hauā with insufficient land for their present and their future needs.
Mr Finlayson said it was the fastest settlement ever negotiated.
Ngāti Hauā approached the Crown in 2012 with a settlement proposal. It demonstrated their vision and their pragmatism, and I'm very well aware, I still remember that day in Bill English's office where they said they wanted to get to settlement in 7 months. This settlement is not just special because it's the fastest treaty settlement. It's special because it has all the hallmarks of what the treaty partners were aiming for in signing the treaty in 1840.
And the other treaty settlement bill to pass was the Ngāti Kōrauki Kahukura Claim Settlement Bill, as outlined by Māori Party co-leader Marama Fox.
The bill records a history of Ngāti Kōrauki Kahukura and the Crown apology to them. The apology for the forced operation of the Native Land and Public Works legislation. The apology for the failure of the Crown to protect the traditional tribal structures of Ngāti Kōrauki Kahukura. The apology for the Crown's failure to recognise and provide for their relationship to Maunga Tautari and the Waikato River, and the Crown's apology for policies and legislation that instigated and decimated the economic, social, environmental and cultural degradation of Ngāti Koroki Kahukura and their physical and spiritual resources. That last point is particularly important.
Māori Party co-leader Marama Fox. Both of those treaty settlement bills passed their final readings unopposed.
That report from Reece Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.